Welcome to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Well, we are here every single Monday through Friday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And yesterday, we heard the first part of our three-part interview with Monsignor Stephen J. Rossetti, author of the book Priesthood in a Time of Crisis, coming to us from Ave Maria Press. It's a new study of the psychological and spiritual health of priests, and as we discussed yesterday, others in ministry, and also about the issues that are affecting those who are the non-ministry persons of communities. We're talking a lot about the need for community that is a central human reality. Let's switch over to the interview now, and we're going to talk about more of that and other issues. And, you know, this is something I also explain to many of the English speakers, because one of the things that they'll say is, well, the people in the ethnic communities are so devout. And I say, you're actually comparing apples and oranges, because if you're coming from another country, where are you going to go to meet people? And you're going to go where the church is, especially if they're a very religious background.
Yeah. Well, and we miss it. I think in the U.S., a lot of those old ethnic groups, my dad's family came from Italy, my mom's family came from Norway, and so they did have these communities. You know, my Italian grandmother never spoke English. You know, they were in this Italian conclave. Yeah, and on the North End, that they grew up on the North End, right there on the off across the river there.
The North End of Boston.
Yeah, my parents. Yeah, my family is from Boston, and my dad grew. Yeah, his dad grew up in the North End when it was cheap, and it was an Italian enclave, and they never really spoke English way back when. But those communal identities and groups have broken down, and the result is, I think, there's a growing disconnection among Americans.
So this would also indicate that in the pandemic, when we streamed the mass, that was good for solving the pandemic issue, but that's nothing that is a permanent solution.
Right, and that it's better than nothing, but the idea of coming together and worshiping together is so important, so important. I just had someone recently who I've been working with, and she came back to the church after decades being away. And I said, I told her, I said, I guarantee you, if you start going to church on Sunday, you know, with your family or everyone, you'll start feeling better about yourself. I said, I want you to do it for yourself. And she absolutely has a big beam on her face, a big smile. And you can, and she says, true, you know, I really feel a sense of real inner peace and joy. So being worshiping together is so important.
And that, of course, as I said, I have a wider audience of different different denominations, and that applies to all of them.
Yes, I mean, worshiping together as a community. The Lord said that, you know, right from the very beginning, the apostles and the disciples gathered together on the Lord's Day to worship and to pray. And so that's part of our roots as who we are as Christians.
Very much who we are. Is there anything in your survey that surprised you?
Well, I would say, yeah, I would say a couple things. One, I would say that, you know, we talk about morale among priests, and so many people say, oh, morale among priests is bad, they're all depressed. Actually, it's not true. 94% of priests say that they're happy as priests. Now, it's not 100%, but it's 94%. And those numbers are similar across other studies. But the interesting thing is, it's going up. If you look at the morale over the last 20 years, the morale of priests is going up, which is very interesting. Whereas the morale among lay people in the U.S., studies would suggest probably it's flat or maybe going down a little bit. So ironically, priests are getting happier, and the general population is probably not.
And how do we change that trend in the general population?
Well, I think we have to look at what makes a happy person. And the priests are not unique in that. You know, do you have a relationship with the Lord? Do you feel good about yourself? Do you have friends in the community? Do you have faith? You know, all these sorts of things and do they like doing what priests do? Actually, one of the consistent findings in the study was that priests like doing what priests do. Over 90% said, I like being a priest. I like doing what I'm doing. And if I had a chance, I'd do it again. So that's so key to part of our daily happiness.
And of course, it's also a vocation in that sense. And, you know, the fascinating thing, and I always like to tell this to people, especially when they're getting married, is we don't know where this is going to lead us. We just know that we're following the Lord wherever he may take us.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's the key. The Lord never promised you that you wouldn't suffer. We all do.
Mm-hmm.
Number one. And number two, he never promised you to get rich, whatever. He never promised to be healthy, whatever. But he promised you two things. He said that my peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you, and that my joy might be yours and your joy might be full. We might have a difficult life, but in our hearts, he plants this seed of inner peace and maybe a little twinge of joy from now and then.
Mm, that's a good line. Now, one of the things you brought out is, and we were actually talking about this recently, is... There's always an issue that Avery Dulles actually warned about a relationship with the bishop and the priest, or the priest and their bishop.
Right.
But you seem to be you seem to notice it isn't as stark as one would expect.
Yeah, here's what we have to do. We have to be a little more discerning. I mean, everybody sort of throws this mud against the wall and says, priests are unhappy with their bishops and they're all Well, let's look at this more carefully.
Mm-hmm.
Was the relationship, as Avery Dulles said, and I was there, by the way.
You were.
Yeah, 2002. Mm-hmm. I was there in Dallas and helped to draft the Dallas Charter. I was one of the paridi on the committee. And Avery did worse. I knew Avery Dulles. He's a wonderful man.
Mm-hmm.
And has the relationship between priests and bishops been damaged a little bit? Yeah, I think that's true. And the child abuse crisis has certainly affected that. Over 50% of priests in my study said that their perception of church leadership has declined because of the child abuse crisis. So, yes, that has damaged that. But if you ask priests about, okay, fine, tell me about the relationship you have with your bishop. About 75 to about 80% of priests say that they have a good relationship with their bishop and they support their bishop's leadership. So it's like how people feel about lawyers. You say, do you like lawyers? No, I hate lawyers. I say, well, how about your lawyer? Oh, no. Well, I hate lawyers, but I love my lawyer.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like saying, wait, I don't like bishop. Nah, bad, boo, But, but I like my bishop. And that's pretty much it, whether we're priests or not. Yeah.
No, and of course, my bishop, my archbishop is Cardinal O'Malley, who I have I lived with him for 2 years. And I have a tremendous respect for him. But he also is very prayerful.
Oh, yeah. No, I think he's a holy guy. He's a very nice man. He's not perfect. None of us are. But he's just a wonderful person,
And he really does, focus on the prayer. So what I found is you really kind of give a look at the priesthood, and you really focus on some of the well, you focus on the general reality, and as I said, you do a lot of statistics. Like one of the things I happen to know is, tell me if I'm right here. I don't have an exact example, but it might have an example of we'll say depression, and you might see certain factors that have positive percentage numbers and certain factors that have negative percentage numbers. That means that if you're having a struggle with depression, the negative numbers would actually lead you away from it. I might say community So I'm correct in that interpretation.
Right. There are correlations, basically. If you have a positive correlation, it means if one goes up, the other goes up. For example, if my friendships go up, if I have more friendships, I tend to be a happier person. That's a positive correlation.
Mm-hmm.
As my depression goes up, my happiness levels will go down drastically. That's a negative correlation.
You're listening to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. We'll be right back right after this. You can now leave a message for us, which we can air and discuss on this program. Just call 617-297-7452.
That's 617-297-7452.
617-297-7452. Feel free to call, leave a comment, a question, or even feedback, and we may play it on the air. I can discuss your comment or question as well. So give that a try.
617-297-7452, 617-297-7452.
And don't forget our own website, CatholicAudioMedia.com, where you can find that phone number, CatholicAudioMedia.com. You connect to the parish, St. Anthony in Alston, and you can also leave feedback for us. You can also make a donation if you'd like, and that would help the parish quite a bit. You can do all kinds of things over there at CatholicAudioMedia.com. And if you'd like to also listen to us at our parish website, stanthonyalston.com. .org. That's stanthonyalston.org. Well, if there's one thing that's come out of this discussion with Monsignor Stephen J. Rossetti, author of Priesthood in a Time of Crisis, a new study of the psychological and spiritual health of priests, it is on a general level, the entire population, how important relationships and community is. And you know, that's fascinating because out of the wisdom of God, he called us to build a community, and he did that starting with the time of Moses. So that's been going on since the time of Moses, and turns out it's a human need. Have a blessed day. We'll talk more tomorrow. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.